Well, for this summer and now into the fall, we've been talking a lot about the Ankrum Opera House, which is so close to us. By the way, if you ever want to check in on what they're doing on a regular basis, ankrumoperahouse.org, ankrumoperahouse.org on the web to get all the full details on what they're doing. Today, we have Emily Mann with us. And Emily Mann has written this play, and it is at the Ankrum Opera House beginning this Friday, September 30th, runs through October 9th. We'll talk about that in a second, but first, let's talk about Emily. Emily, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's very nice to be with you. Thanks, Marshall.
So it's called Still Life, and it's a done, Jade King Carroll is director, done in collaboration with Playhouse Creatures. I want to get a little background on yourself, but before we get background on yourself, just give us a little taste of what a Still Life is all about.
Well, Still Life is a documentary play based on three people I met in Minnesota in 1979, actually. And then the play went on in 1980, 81, and started in Minnesota and then went to Chicago and then to New York, where it swept the Obie Awards, the Off-Broadway Awards, and then went all over the world. It's in like 12 languages. And I think what the appeal of the play is it's three people, a Vietnam vet, his wife, and his girlfriend. And it's as much about their relationships with each other and the war as it is about the war itself. But it took place at a time in American life, which we're feeling again today, which is an incredible division. At that time, the Vietnam War split apart families, split apart communities, who was for the war, who was against the war. And we're seeing that kind of split in the country now. It's an anti-war play, I have to say, but I don't really put myself into it so much as let the characters speak from their hearts and from their own experience. And this is a veteran who, though, as he said, it was the greatest high he'd ever known being a soldier. That was one of the problems, how much he loved it. And he didn't want his son to ever go through what he went through. And so, as a veteran, he came out against the war. He also brought the war back home and brought violence into his own home with his wife and his family, and he's atoning for that in the play.
Well, you know, it's interesting talking with you and sitting here with you. And you mentioned the characters in the play, and the minute you mention a Vietnam War veteran, that is important because if he wasn't a Vietnam War veteran, would the circumstances that set up the interaction be there?
I don't think so. No. Although when you think about it, he said this as well, the guys, which would have been his parents' generation, came home from World War II, what they called shell shocked. We call it now PTSD, and they had to suck it up. And they often didn't talk about it, but they ended up, having a lot of the same issues of domestic violence and alcoholism, or depression, having dealt with the horrors of war. But the Vietnam vets came back with yet another problem that the World War II vets did not have, and the Iraq War veterans have not had, and that is the World War II vets came home as heroes. The Vietnam vets were like pariahs. They were spit upon by anti-war protesters. Often the biggest, people talk about the biggest problem of the anti-war movement of the 60s and 70s is they blamed the warriors instead of the war, or they blamed both. And so I cared very much about hearing about the war, though I had been against the war very, very strongly. It did split my family apart. My father was for the war. I wanted to hear from the veteran's point of view, as well as from the women in his life who had to deal with his terrible mental and emotional problems that came from the war. And it was not only what he experienced over there, but what he experienced when he came home.
We're talking about a play which is coming to the Ancombe Opera House, written by Emily Mann, who we are speaking to now. What's interesting about this is, I think a play like this, a presentation like this, is especially for people who don't know much about the Vietnam War, because basically, this gives you a look back at what was life was like in the 70s. I mean,
Right.
in 1971, I was graduating from high school. I was in the first draft lottery. I was five numbers away from being drafted. So I know all about that period, but there's so many young people, and people, I'll say, from 35 up, that aren't aware of that period. A play like this is kind of like Godfather. It gives a snapshot that you can look back in history and get some foundation of what life was like in America in the 70s.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in fact, I think it's so important to do to really understand where we are now, because so much of the division started to show their ugly heads in that period of time. And we haven't really recovered from it since. And I think it's also important for younger people to know what their parents went through. To truly understand, to understand both whether they were drafted or whether they went to the war or whether they missed the war. It's important. The war was at the center of all our lives. I know if you were five numbers away, you were thinking some pretty deep thoughts as a young man coming out of high school, right?
I was thinking about going to Canada with my mother's blessing.
There
That's
you
exactly what I
go.
was thinking. And
Yep.
you said something else very interesting just a few seconds ago, Emily. And that is the fact that the experience of what we went through and that the tearing apart of the country. You said that we kind of healed. Well, you know what? We did kind of heal from it, but you know what? Not very much, because it didn't take much in future years to rip that divide wide open again.
Exactly right. And we are living in it now. And it's so interesting to see, you know, where the original wounds came from. And of course, if you want to go back even further, you know, whether you go back to pre-World War II when there was a split in the country about whether or not to go to war or to stay isolationist, or then you go back even further to Jim Crow and before that to the Civil War. The myth that we were a united country. Once you know your history, you realize, you know, we go through cycles and the same fault lines, if you will, are there. And when when the earth starts to rumble, we split along the same lines. And this play very much is about that. And I love the characters in these plays. In this play, these three people mean a great, great deal to me. So they changed my life just by hearing their truths. And I wanted to be able to give that gift to an audience. And it's so amazing that, as I say, it's definitely true here in this country that this play resonates, but it's been translated in so many other languages, you realize these are the same fault lines all over the world.
We are speaking once again with Emily Mann. She has written Still Life, which is being performed at the Ancombe Opera House September 30th through October 9th, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 7, and Sundays at 2 p.m. And they even have an interesting night, a pay what you will night on Thursday, October 6th at 7 p.m., where you decide how much you pay. But there's other things that you're doing here, which is what happens at the Ancombe Opera House so interesting. There's some community events that are inspired by Still Life that are happening. First of all, let's talk about the conversation with you yourself, like I'm having, on Saturday, October 8th at 11 o'clock before the Saturday matinee. And also there's a veteran storytelling workshop coming up on Friday, November 4th from 3 to 5. Real people, real stories. Those are two very important events that go along with people that I think that want to see this play.
Oh, I hope people come to both the play and the events. I'm really looking forward to having the community conversation on the morning of the 8th. I'm driving up to do it, see the show on the 7th, and then talk to the community on the 8th. I'm such a believer in the Ancrum Opera House and their mission and what they do. And they're also, you know, partnering with a fantastic off-Broadway company called Playhouse Creatures. And they are so deeply aligned in vision and mission, and they really care about reaching out to community and having these important conversations. So,
well, so now
we have, real honor.
Let's get a little bit of background on you. How did you come to become a playwright? Did you start out that way, or did you start out as an actor? Did you study in high school? I mean, and then college.
Oh boy, it's a very long story. If you're interested in the whole story, a biography just came out on me called Emily Mann, Rebel Artist, The American Theater by Alexis Green. And it took a couple hundred pages to get at that one. So I'll just say I was quite blessed. I was a kid who loved literature and music and art. And I didn't know anything about theater until high school. And I just happened to follow a boy I had a crush on who was an actor in a school play. And I went to the theater to watch and rehearse. And I was told if I worked on the play, I could go to the cast party. So that's what I did. I worked on the play. And I was hooked from that moment on. The crush faded, but as my husband calls it, my love affair with the theater has continued to this day. So I started out sweeping floors and then ended up acting and then discovered directing very early and then took my early love for writing into playwriting, but not until college. And then I've been doing writing and directing and producing all my adult life. So I've been working in the regional houses. I ran the McCarter Theater Center in Princeton, New Jersey. I was the resident playwright and artistic director there for 30 years. I just stepped down 2 years ago and been on and off Broadway. And, you know, my life has been in the theater and it's been a wonderful life.
Well, people are going to get a chance to experience a little bit of that still life once again at the Ancrum Opera House, September 30th through October 9th. More information, of course, at ancrumoperahouse.org. And remember, on top of those shows, a couple of great community events. The conversation with Emily will happen on Saturday, October 8th at 11 before the Saturday matinee, and then a veteran storytelling workshop on Friday, November 4th from 3 until 5 p.m. Emily, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today. And it's going to be interesting to see how the community reacts to this. And I know that's one of the things that makes Ancrum Opera House so great is the reaction because of the new stories that they bring, the reaction of the community.
Well, it's been a great pleasure and an honor to talk with you today. I hope I hear from the listeners, and I hope I meet some of you when I come up on the 7th and 8th.
Emily, again, thanks, and best of luck with this play at Ancrum Opera House.
Thank you so much, Marshall.